بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على دين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما مزيدا. أما بعد، so we continue with the reading of إغاظة الأحفان. إغاظة الأحفان في مصائد الشيطان لابن قيم رحمه الله تعالى. In the previous chapters we've dealt with the affairs of the heart and taking oneself to account and so forth. But today we're going to enter the core of this book as it relates to the ilaj marad al-qalb al-shaytan. In a chapter he's mentioned here, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, pertaining to the cure of the heart from those affairs that shaytan has whispered and afflicted the heart with whispers and so forth. And in this chapter, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah ta'ala, he also mentions, barakallahu fikum, the affair of al-isti'adha, and that is seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaytan, dealing with its meaning. And he mentioned about 8 benefits as relates to seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaytan, specifically in the qira'at al-Qur'an, when reciting the Qur'an, but generally as it relates to all our affairs. He starts off and he says, Rahimullah Ibn Qayyim Rahimullah, هذا الباب من أهم أبواب الكتاب وأعظمها نفعا. He said that this chapter here is indeed from the most important chapters of the book and the mightiest in benefit. ومتأخرون من أرباب السلوك لم يعتنوا به اعتناءهم بذكر النفس وعيوبها وآفاتها. And he mentioned that those Sufis, they did not take care as it relates to this affair of shaitan. They dealt with the affairs of the heart and the soul, where they did not take heed as it relates and pay enough attention to this affair of a shaitan and the plots of shaitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding the believers, لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ, said that you do not have authority over those who have iman, the people of iman. And that is because shaitan is a adu, he's an enemy, and we have to take him as an enemy, and he is the most severe of enemies, adu al-akbar. So in this, barakallahu fikum, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions the affairs of the plots of shaitan in various places of the Quran. And he mentions this affair more so than the affair of the nafs, the self. The self that calls the abd to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's present, no doubt. But Allah mentions the affair of shaitan more so. And so much so, there is a surah which is dealing specifically with this affair of a shaitan, Surah Al-Jinn. And likewise we have Surah An-Nas and Falaq. We have the affair of the whispers and the wasawis and waswas of the shaitan. Some of the ulama call it Surah Al-Waswas, the surah dealing with the whispers of shaitan, the ilaj and the cure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قد أمر الله سبحانه وتعالى بالاستعاذة منه عند قراءة القرآن. So therefore we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded with seeking refuge in him subhanahu wa ta'ala when reciting the Quran وغير ذلك. And that is like the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And when you want to recite the Quran, then seek refuge in Allah from the expelled shaitan. وَهَذَا لِشِدَّةِ الْحَاجَةِ إِلَى التَّعَوُّذُ مِنْهُ. And that is due to the immense need to seek refuge from shaitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not commanded us to seek refuge from ourselves in any place in the Quran. And that is because the shaitan, Allah has commanded us to seek refuge in him subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaitan عند al-qira'ah, when reciting. And that is that if you want to recite the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to seek refuge in him from the shaitan. Because the shaitan yuridu an yusrif al-abd min al-Quran. The shaitan, he wants to turn the slave away from the Quran. Either he wants to stop the abd and whisper to him to stay away from Quran and make hijran and boycott the Quran and don't recite the Quran. Or if they yaqra'un al-Quran, they read the Quran, ولكن مجرد القراءة بدون تدبر, but they just recite the Quran without reflection. This is the whispers of shaitan and his kaid and his plots. And likewise in times of anger, the shaitan, he works hard, because indeed in times of anger, intisar al-nafs, anger for yourself, usually that which results in this is regret and nadama and ajal and hastiness. Wal-ajala ummu nadama, and hastiness, as the Arabs say, is the mother of all regret. So the shaitani whispers and he plots in times of anger, causing divorce, causing sha'na, causing splits, causing bloodshed, which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in times of anger, where he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِمَّا يَنْزِغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Where he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when he whispers to you, yani in times of anger, shaitan, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, seek refuge in Allah, for verily He is all-hearing and all-knowing. Seek refuge in Allah in that time of anger from the shaitan, who wants to increase enmity between you and others, either physically or verbally. إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. He, Allah, is all hearer and all knower. He knows all things. So fear Allah. Allah has told us to make isti'adha, to seek refuge in Allah from shaitan, and also reminded us that Allah is all hearing of what we say and knowing of what we do, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to seek refuge in him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from shaitan. But as for the evils of oneself, Allah has not. So as for the nafs rather, as for the nafs, the self, Allah has not in the Quran commanded us to seek refuge in him from that, because the evil of the shaitan is more potent. But that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith in Khutbat al-Hajj is where he says, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. Where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, we seek refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and the evil of our actions. And the evil of ourselves comes from the wasawis, the whispers of a shaitan. So it all comes back to seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a shaitan. وقد جمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بين الاستعاذة من الأمرين. في الحديث الذي رواه الترمذي وصححه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن أبا بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه قال: يا رسول الله، علمني شيئا أقوله إذا أصبت وإذا أمسيت. In this hadith, Ibn Qayyim mentions that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has combined in the hadith seeking refuge from these two affairs, the self and the shaitan. And that is in the hadith of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu in Tirmidhi, which is authenticated by him, that he said that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, he said, O Messenger of Allah, teach me something I can say when I wake up and when I retire to bed. Qala qul, he said, say. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, qul, say. Allahumma alim al-ghaybi wa shahada. Say, O Allah, the knower of the unseen and that which is apparent. Fatir al-samawati wal-ard. The creator of the heavens and the earth. Rabb kulli shay'in wa malika. The Lord of all things and all the dominions. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. I testify that there's none that deserves to be worshipped except you. A'udhu bik. Now here comes the isti'adha. I seek refuge in you min sharri nafsi, from the evil of myself. Wa min sharri shaytan wa shirki, and from the evil of shaytan and those with him. Wa ana aqtarifu ala nafsi su'an aw ajurru ila al-muslim, or that he oppresses himself with some evil or oppresses another Muslim. And this is the advice of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said, قُلْ هُ إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ, say it when you wake up. وَإِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ, say it when you go to sleep. Or in Surah, say it in the evening rather. Say it in the evening. وَإِذَا أَخَفْتَ مَدْجِعَكَ, and when you're in your bed, say it. So in this hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised Abu Bakr in what to say, إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ وَأَمْسَيْتَ, that when you wake up in the morning, or in the morning, or in the evening. And then he said also, وَإِذَا أَخَذْتَ مَضْجِعَكَ, and when you have lied down to sleep, seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is that, barakallahu feekum, we have to disobey the evil and that comes from the self, but foremost the whispers and the da'wah and the call of a shaytan. Like the poet, he said, وَخَالَفِ النَّفْسَ وَالشَّيْطَانَ وَعَصِيهِمَا وَإِنْهُمَا مَحَاضَاكَ النُّصْحَ فَاتَّهِمِ. And that is that oppose your soul, yani the evil of your souls, and the shaytan, disobey it. If they come in the apparent, claiming to give you good advice, the whispers, then accuse it. Have doubts regarding that. So this affair is jiddan muhim, is very important. Which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ إنما سلطانه على الذين يتولونه والذين هم به مشركون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nahl, and if you want to recite the Quran, then seek refuge in Allah from shaitan. Verily he has no authority over the people of Iman, the people of Tawheed. Showing the importance of Tawheed in protecting oneself from the whispers and the plots of shaitan. وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and they trust on their Lord. They trust in their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have the tawakkul. They have this ibadah qalbiyyah, this worship of the heart, in that they trust in Allah. And likewise they seek refuge in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا سُلْطَانُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَوَلَّوْنَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِهِ مُشْرِكُونَ. But rather, shaitani has power over those who befriend him and take him as allies or as an ally and associate partners with him in obeying shaitan over the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this, no doubt, ikhwah wa akhawat, is an important point, and it is indeed the nucleus of this book, and that is referring to the plots of shaitan and repelling the plots of shaitan. And we will begin now bi'idhnillahi ta'ala with understanding this thing, that this sentence that we say regularly, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Seek refuge in Allah from the shaitan. This is something we are acquainted with. So we're going to deal with the meaning of al-isti'adha, seeking refuge in Allah from shaitan. And that is that the meaning is wa'tasim bihi. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fasta'iz billah, and seek refuge in Allah, ayy wa'tasim bihi, hold firm to him, turn to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the asl of this lafza, and the origin of this word in the tongues of the Arabs, min al-laja'i ila shay wal-iqtirabi minhu, and that is relying on something, turning to something, and getting closer to that thing for refuge. So we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we mention, when we say this statement, with a heart that is awake and attentive. We turn and get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اقتراب منه. Which is why the Arabs, there's a statement of the Arabs, they say أطيب اللحم عوذة. أطيب اللحم عوذة. The best of meat is the one that has عوذة. And عوذة comes from the استعاذة, same family of the word of عوذة. He said the best type of meat is the عوذة. And the عوذة is that meat where it's the lahm, the meat is close to the bone. Is that meat that is closest to the bone, it sticks to the bone. And this is the tastiest lahm. So here, the point is that here we have the word uwadha, which means to be close. So when we make isti'adha to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we seek refuge in him. We're drawing closer to him subhanahu wa ta'ala in protecting us from the shaitan wa junudih. And likewise, we have another statement which is mentioned in the hadith, is in Sahih Bukhari in Al-Hudaybiyah, where it was said ma'ahum al-uwad al-matafil, ma'ahum al-uwad al-matafil, and with them, yani the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum in Hudaybiyah, they had ibl, they had camels that were uwad, that were close to them. So the origin of this meaning is keeping something close and going closer to something. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, barakallahu feekum, after we've got this brief understanding of this sentence, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, that we're trying to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking refuge in him from the shaitan, we deal with now 8 benefits of saying this and making this dua, seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And when you want to read the Quran, then seek refuge in Allah from the shaitan. So we deal with 8 benefits in isti'adha and seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan. The first one, minha, Ibn Qayyim, he says, rahimullah, أن القرآن شفاء ما في صدور مذهب ما يلقيه شيطان فيها من الوساوس والشهوات. And that is that he said, rahimullah, that the Quran is indeed a heal, a cure for that which is in the heart, and that which it repels, that which is thrown by the shaitan from his whispers and the desires and ill intent. فَهُوَ دُوَاءٌ لِمَا أَثَّرَهُ فِيهَا الشَّيْطَانِ. The Quran is indeed a cure for the effects of shaitan. The result of the evil from shaitan, the Quran is a cure for that. فَأَمَرَا أَنْ يُطْرَدَ مَادَةَ الدَّاءِ وَيُخَلِّ مِنْهُ الْقَلْبِ لِيُصَادِفَ الدَّوَاءِ مَحَلًا خَالِيًا فَيَتَمَكَّنَ مِنْهُ وَيُؤَثِّرَ فِيهِ. And that is why we've been commanded to repel that poison, that da', that disease, the whispers of shaitan, by saying أعوذ بالله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. So the heart can be left free from the whispers of shaitan. So it can embrace the cure. And the heart is then free from the whispers by seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaitan. And it's now prepared for that heart to be filled and affected by that cure, the Quran. And then Ibn Qayyim brings a similitude, a statement from one of the Arabs who's talking about his beloved, where he said, أَتَانِي هَوَاهَا قَبْلَ أَنْ أَعْرِفَ الْهَوَى فَصَادَفَ قَلْبًا خَالِيًا فَتَمَكَّنَا. Basically, he's saying that he freed his heart from everything else, so he can leave his heart empty so it can be filled with his beloved. So therefore, the abd, by seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan, is repelling that whisper. So the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشَفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O mankind, indeed has come to you an admonition from your Lord, the revelation. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, which is a cure for that which is in the heart. So the first benefit, barakallahu fikum, is that it allows the heart to be free from the whispers of shaitan in order to embrace the shifa, that cure which is the Quran. This is why we say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم before qira'ah. Number two, and that is أن القرآن, he says Ibn Qayyim رحمه الله, أن القرآن مادة الهدى والعلم والخير في القلب. He said that the Quran is that guidance and knowledge, that goodness which is in the heart. Just like كَمَا أَنَّ الْمَاءَ مَادَةَ النَّبَاتِ, just like water is that component that is given to our agriculture. So our heart, he's making a similitude, receive the recite the Quran, and the Quran is the guidance and that goodness that affects the heart. Just like water affects agriculture and it grows and it blossoms. وَالشَّيْطَانَ and the shaytan نَارٌ يُحْرِقُ النَّبَاتِ أَوَّلًا فَأَوَّلًا. And the plots of shaytan is that he wants to burn the agriculture from beginning to end. فَكُلَّمَا أَحَسَّ بِالنَّبَاتِ الْخَيْرِ مِنَ الْقَلْبِ. Whenever the shaytan, he realizes that heart has that, is blossoming. The heart is blossoming. سَعَى فِي إِفْسَادِهِ وَإِحْرَاقِهِ. He races the shaitan and shows urgency to burn and corrupt that blossoming, that growth of iman, that khashya, that fear of Allah, that awe of Allah. فَأَمْرَ اللَّهِ فَأَمْرَ أَنْ يَسْتَعِذَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala عَزَّ وَجَلَّ has commanded to seek refuge from shaitan, because he wants to burn that iman, that fear of Allah. He wants to destroy it. So therefore, barakallahu feekum, we say that point number one is the benefit of isti'adha, seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan before you recite So the heart can indeed embrace the revelation. And we also seek refuge, so, and the benefits of seeking refuge as well. And that's number two, لِأَجْلِ بَقَائِهَا, so it can remain and it's not burnt. And it's not destroyed. That iman, that fear of Allah, that wajila that comes with reciting and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in his ayat and his verses, subhanahu, to maintain it. And that's from the fruits of seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan. But that which we must realize and know is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنِ, and if you want to recite the Qur'an, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, seek refuge in Allah from shaitan. This is like the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in Surah Al-Ma'idah that if you stand for the prayer, فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ, before that make sure that you do the wudu, wash your face, إِلَى آخِرِ, in the end of the ayah. So the meaning of this is indeed, ya ibadallah, that if you intend to pray, you should do wudu before. So likewise here, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ, and if you recite the Qur'an, yani before you recite the Qur'an, فَإِذَا, it's understood, it means before you recite the Qur'an, just like إِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, before you stand for prayer, then make sure you have wudu. Number three, and that is, barakallahu feekum, from the benefits and the fruits of seeking refuge in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from shaytan, and that is أن الملائكة تدنو من قارئ القرآن وتستمع لقراءته كما في حديث أسيد بن حضير رضي الله عنه. And that is that the angels, the malaika, they come down to listen and come closer to listen to the reciter of the Qur'an. وَتَسْتَمِعْ لِقِرَاءَتِهِ, and they listen to his recitation. As is mentioned in the hadith of Usayd ibn Hudayr radiyallahu anhu, and that was that he was standing up for prayer, praying, doing night prayer. وَكَانَ يَقْرَى, and he used to recite out loud. وَرَأَى مَثَلَ الظُّلَّةِ, and then he saw a shadow-like object near the lamp or across the lamp. And in the narration it mentions that his horse that was tied, secured, became agitated and almost trod on his child that was resting. And the horse was uneasy. So he went to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said to him that he saw when he was reciting the Quran, there was this shadow. You can see this shadow across near the lamp. And then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Tilka al-malaika." That was an angel, or that was the angels. So when one recites the Quran, the angels, they listen. وَالشَّيْطَانُ دِدُّ الْمَلَكِ, so from the fruits of seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before reciting is that the shaytan is an enemy, open enemy to the malaika. They will never be present at the same time. So the one that recites the Quran and is regular and frequent in reciting the Quran, the angels will listen. And when the angels are present, the shaitan is not present. So we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan. So he's not present. So we can have the angels listening to our qira'ah, listening to our recitations. And we know the qissa in the Battle of Badr, when Iblis came in the form of one of the Arabs in Quraysh, and he was trying to incite them to attack the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Battle of Badr. And he says, Ana jarun lakum, I am a neighbor, I am somebody, I'm an advisor to you. You need to attack the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَمَّ رَأَى شَيْطَانَ الْمَلَائِكَ فِي الْبَدْرِ. Then when the shaitan, he saw the angels, he fled and he was scared because he cannot deal with them and their presence. إِنِّي أَرَى مَا لَا تَرَوْنَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. He said, Iblis, Allah mentions in Surah Al-Anfal, that he says, إِنِّي أَرَى مَا لَا تَرَوْنَ, I see that which you do not see. And he saw the malaika, he saw the angels in the Battle of Badr. So he fled and he ran for his life. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angels munzaleen to defend the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. So from there, barakallahu feekum, we seek refuge in Allah from shaitan, because we don't want his presence when we're reciting the Quran. So there, the angels will be present and come closer and listen. And as Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that فَهَذِهِ مَنْزِلَةً أَوْ وَلِيمَةً لَا يَجْتَمِعُ فِيهَا الْمَلَائِكَ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ. He said, this is a banquet. When you're reciting the Quran, it's a banquet in which the malaika and the angels do not gather together. So we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Iblis and Shaytan wa junudah and the devils, Shaytan and his army, so they can be away from us, far away, so the angels, alayhi salatu wa salam, the angels can listen to the qira'ah and listen to the recitation. The fourth benefit in seeking refuge that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentions in seeking refuge from Allah in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan, أن الشيطان يجلب على القاري بخيله ورجله حتى يشغله عن المقصود بالقرآن وهو تدبره وتفهمه ومعرفة ما أراد به المتكلم به سبحانه وتعالى فيحرص بجهده على أن يحول بين قلبه وبين مقصود القرآن فلا يكمل الانتفاع القارئ به. Ibn Qayyim said rahimullah that the shaitan, he puts immense effort, works hard to preoccupy the individual when they're reciting the Quran, so they do not get the full benefit of reciting the Quran. And the benefit, the full benefit of reciting the Quran, it's not just mujarrad al-qira'ah. It's not just reciting it, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ عَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ لَوْ كَانَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Do they not reflect regarding the Quran, or are their hearts locked away? Do they not reflect as it relates to the Quran, if it was from other than Allah? Indeed, it will have contradictions. This is the maqsood. This is the objective of reciting the Quran, and that is for tadabbur and tafahum, to understand and have knowledge and recognition of that which the mutakallim, the one that is speaking, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the speech of Allah, the Quran. To understand what is intended by the statements of Allah. So shaitan will work hard to form a barrier between the one that is reciting the Quran from them fully getting the benefit of their recitation, and that is having the understanding and reflecting on his verses, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then he doesn't get the full benefit. فَأُمِرَ عِنْدَ الشُّرُوعِ أَنْ يَسْتَعِيذَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْهُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us that when an individual has the intent to start reciting the Quran, Now they seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaitan. Number five, and that is that أن القارئ يناجي الله أو مناجين لله, and that is that the reciter is conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one that is reciting the Quran is conversing with Allah, بكلامه, with the speech of Allah. والله تعالى, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is mentioned in the hadith of Abi Huwara radiallahu ta'anhu, he says, ما أذن الله لشيء ما أذن للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يتغنى بالقرآن. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not listen to anything more so than when the Quran is recited in a beautiful recital. So Allah listens to the reciting of the reciter. And the shaitan, the qira'ah of the shaitan is music. وَالشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّمَا قِرَاءَتُهُ الشِّعْرُ وَالْغِنَاءُ. The recitation or the qira'ah of the shaitan is indeed fruitless poetry and music. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the reciter to seek refuge in him subhanahu wa ta'ala to repel the shaitan. It's not befitting that he's present. When one is conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his kalam. And that's from the fruits and benefits of seeking refuge in Allah from shaitan. Number six. And that is أن الله سبحانه وتعالى أخبر أنه ما أرسل من رسول ولا نبي إلا إذا تمنى ألقى شيطان في أمنيه. And that is that he سبحانه وتعالى has informed us that there hasn't been a messenger that has been sent and not a prophet that when they started to recite, as the Salaf have explained in the Matala, when they start to recite, that shaitan will try and interrupt it and try and confuse it. And this is the job of the shaitan. And that is that he will try and cause some misunderstanding as it relates to the recital. So the person can have a wrong understanding of the recitation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected the Anbiya wa Rusul and the messengers alayhi salatu wa salam in that regard. So we have to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaitan, so one does not have the wrong understanding of the Quran, in that when they're reciting the Quran and they're reflecting on the ayat, that they have the correct understanding. They have the correct understanding. The aqidah is correct, that which they're reciting from the verses of Tawheed and aqidah, or asma or sifat and the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, affirming that which Allah has affirmed without ta'atee, without negating Allah's names and his attributes, without tahreef, without distorting it, its meaning or its wording, without taqeef, without making it similar or asking how, without a tamthil, and that is making Allah equal to his creation. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan, that we don't get this misunderstanding that the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila and the deviant groups have fell into. And if shaitan is going to try and distort the understanding of the pious from the Anbiya wa Rusul, Ahl al-Tuqa, the people of Taqwa, what about you and I? He has hirs and urgency in order to cause some type of misunderstanding for the messengers, and Allah protected them from that. So what about us? It's more so important for us, ya ibadallah, that we seek refuge in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from the shaitan, so when we recite the Quran, that we have the correct understanding as it relates to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. And number seven, the seventh benefit, and that is that أن الشيطان أحرص ما يكون على الإنسان عندما يهم بالخير. And that is that which is known, is that the shaitan increases his urgency when he knows that the slave is doing a good deed. فهو يشتد عليه حين أذين يقطع ليقطع عنه. So he works hard in order to stop the shaitan. So the shaitan, he works hard rather to stop the abd and the servant from doing that good deed with his whispers. So we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we recite, so we can have full tadabbur and reflection, and we can have ikhlas and sincerity, and we can remember the recitals that we've memorized. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and to seek refuge in him from shaitan. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ تَفَلَّتَ عَلَيَّ الْبَارِحَ فَأَرَادَ أَنْ يَقْطَعَ عَلَيَّ الصَّلَاتِ. When the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was praying, he said that the shaitan tried to distract him from his salah. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with him from the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why we have to remember, Ya Ibadallah, we have to continue seeking refuge in Allah from shaitan. And that is that we must know, وَكُلَّمَا كَانَ الْفِعْلُ عَنْفَ لِلْعَبْدِ وَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ كَانَ اِعْتِرَادُ شَيْطَانِ لَهُ أَكْثَرُ. When it's an action or a deed that is more beloved to Allah, it's more beneficial to the servant and the slave, the shaitan will try his hardest to distract. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed commanded us to seek refuge in him subhanahu wa ta'ala with tawheed from the shaitan and his enemies and his junood, from shaitan and his army. And that's so our hearts, Ya Ibadallah, can be that heart that indeed yearns for the Qur'an and to listen to the Qur'an. Which is why Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu, he said, لو ظهرت قلبك أو لو طهرت قلبك ما شبعتم من كلام الله. Where Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, if your heart was pure, you wouldn't have enough of the Quran. You would not have had your fill with the Quran. This is what the state that we want to be in. So we seek refuge in Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala from all of these shayateen, al-ins wa jinn, as it relates to the Quran, reciting the Quran and understanding the deen of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. And an example that Shaykh Saleh Al-Fawzan, he mentions along with Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, alludes to this also. As regards the hadith which is in the Musnad of Al-Imam Ahmed, and that is that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ قَعُدَ لِإِبْنَ آدَمِ بِأَطْرُقِهِ. And that is that the shaitan, he waits in the paths of the son of Adam. فَقَعَدَ لَهُ بِطَرِيقَ الْإِسْلَامِ. So he sits in the path of Islam, waiting to deviate the son of Adam. فقال, and he will say, أتسلم وتذر دينك ودين أبائك وأباء أبائك. He said, you're going to embrace Islam and leave your religion? You're going to worship Allah alone and leave the religion of your forefathers? For the religion of your fathers and their fathers, your forefathers? This is the whisper of shaitan. So we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he does not distract us from that path, that straight path, that the shaitan does not distract us. So we seek refuge in Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala from the shaitan wa junoodi and his army, from the shaitan of man and the shaitan of jinn, the shayateen of man and the shayateen of jinn. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, دُعَاتٌ عَلَىٰ أَبْوَابِ جَهَنَّمِ. There are callers to the gates of hellfire, calling the individual to come to the gates of hellfire, to go to the gates of hellfire and leave that path of al-Islam wa sunnah. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith, الشيطان قعد لابن آدم بأطرقه فقعد له بطريق الإسلام. Standing on the path of Islam to deviate individual from Islam. So we have to seek refuge in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so he does not divert us and distract us, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with the shaytan. And that requires seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And an example in the history that's occurred regarding this affair is the affair of Abu Talib, the uncle of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that which needs to be noted is that Abu Talib, he wrote a poetry where he said, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْ خَيْرِ الدِّيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ الدِّينَ لَوْلَا الْمَلَامَةُ أَوْ حِذَارَ مُسَبَّتٍ لَوَجَدْتَنِي سَمْحًا بِذَاكَ مُبِينَ. Well, he said, in summary, that I know, he said, he said that he knows that the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of religion, the deen of al-Islam. If it wasn't for the fear of being blamed and frowned upon from leaving the religion of his forefathers, you would have seen him, he said, comply, clearly comply to the deen of al-Islam. So he knew the deen of al-Islam was the haqq. But there was the wasawis and the whispers of the shayateen, the devil. Shayateen al-ins were jinn. And then he said, Huwa yamutu ala dini Abdul Muttalib. And his last thing he said is that he dies upon the religion of Abdul Muttalib. The ill effects of the wasawis of shaitan. So this is from the benefits of seeking refuge in Allah. That when we recite that Quran, we follow the huda wa nur. We follow the guidance and light, the clarity that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has revealed in that Quran that we recite. It's not just lip service. So we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan, that he does not distract us from that. And the final point that Ibn Qayyim mentions, rahimullah, he said, number 8, وَمِنْهَا, yani from the fruits and benefits of al-isti'ad and seeking refuge in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from shaitan, أن الاستعاذة قبل القراءة أو قبل القراءة عنوان وإعلام بأن المآتي به بعدها القرآن. ولهذا لم تشرع أو تشرع الاستعاذة بين يدي كلام غيره سبحانه وتعالى. الله أكبر. And that is that seeking refuge before reciting the Quran is like a signpost. That which is coming after is the Quran. So when you hear A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, it's a signpost that which comes after that is isti'adha, that which comes after seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaytan is the Quran. Which is why Allah has not legislated لَمْ تُشْرَعْ. It has not been legislated to do isti'ad and seek refuge in Allah from shaitan except for the Quran, not the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no command to seek refuge in Allah from the shaitan before reading the hadith or the statements of the ulama or the statements of the sahaba or after them the salaf or tabi'een. لَا فَقَدْ الْقُرْآنِ. So when from the benefits of al-isti'adha and seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person knows that which is going to come next is the Qur'an. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, فَإِذَا سَمِعَ سَامِعَ الْإِسْتِعَاذَ. So the one that is listening, when they hear أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ اِسْتَعَدَّ لِاسْتِمَاعِ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. He prepares himself to hear the kalam and the speech of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then that individual who loves the Quran will have that tashawwuk, that excitement that the Quran is going to be recited. And with this has been legislated, barakallahu feekum, to seek refuge in Allah from shaitan before reciting the Quran. And then Ibn Qayyim, he says, فَهَذِهِ بَعْضُ فُوَائِدِ الْإِسْتِعَاذَةِ. He says, and this is only some of the benefits of seeking refuge in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. These eight benefits that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned. And what we do, we go through these eight quickly and briefly. The first one that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentions, is that the Quran is a cure, and the heart needs to be free from discrepancies in order to embrace that cure. So we seek refuge in Allah from shaitan, so it does not soil the heart, so the heart is prepared. The second is that the Quran is the guidance, with guidance and knowledge, and you seek refuge, and the shaitan knows that the heart will have this blossoming that the Quran gives, so shaitan wants to burn it, so we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after we have that guidance, that the shaitan does not destroy it with his whisper, so we seek refuge in Allah. Number three, and that is that the malaika, they come close to listen to the qira'ah and the reciting of the reciter, and the angels and the shayateen and the devils do not stay together. So therefore we seek refuge in Allah from the shaitan, so we can have the angels listening to our reciting. And number four, and that is that the shaitan tries to busy the individual from reflecting in the Quran. So we ask Allah for refuge against this shaitan, so we can have tadabbur and reflection, not just lip service as it relates to the Quran. Number five, and that is that we are conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his kalam, his speech, with his Quran. The Quran of the shaitan is music. So we ask Allah to repel, to seek refuge from shaitan, because verily Allah is listening to the reciting of the reciter that is reciting in a beautiful voice, and it is not befitting for shaitan to be present. Number six, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent a messenger. He hasn't sent the messengers except that the shaitan will try and confuse and cause misunderstanding in the reciting. So we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that, from the shaitan. Number seven, and that is that from the plots of shaitan, is that the shaitan, he works harder when an individual is working hard and trying to do good deed. And from that is having ikhlas and sincerity when one is reciting. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the shaitan tried to distract him. So we seek refuge in Allah so he doesn't distract us, and distract us from that path, distract us from understanding the guidance that is in the Quran. And that's number seven. And number eight is that it's been legislated to recite or say, seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before, or seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaitan before reciting, because it is an ilam, it is like a signpost, that which will come after is the Quran, because it's only the Quran that we seek refuge in Allah from shaitan before reciting it. And therefore it gives the individual the opportunity to prepare their heart, prepare their minds and their soul to prepare to benefit from the Quran. It's a signpost when you hear A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned these eight points to show the benefits of seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaitan. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us, and we seek refuge in him subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaitan al-rajim wal-junudih, from the shaitan and his army. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in ilm and amal and action and ikhlas and sincerity and sidq. This, barakallahu feekum, concludes today's جلسة. والله أعلم، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.